sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today, my question for you is if you've ever thought about seeking an alternative healthcare professional, like going to someone who performs care and service way outside the Western medical model, definitely someone who plays outside the box, if you will. How would this kind of healthcare professional affect your sex and happiness? That's the question. Is this even something that alternative healthcare professionals think about? I don't know about you, but I think about it all the time. And I see such a person, and that person is my guest today. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Alan Harrison. Alan is referred to by many as a modern day healer. His background includes two or more decades of clinical chiropractic practice, in addition to 3 decades of vibrational and energetic healing. He has served the top performers in sports and entertainment, and he even served at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. So, Alan, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thanks, Lori. Glad to be here today.
The reason I invited you on this show is because I really feel that you, as a modern-day healer or alternative professional that has to do with health and wellness, and others like you probably have a lot to offer people in the way of healing their wellness in a way that affects their happiness and alternatively their sex or sexuality, which affects their happiness, and both and vice versa. What do you think about that?
I think that's a highly accurate statement. And when people's bodies feel better, they can certainly reach a higher level of physical enjoyment, for sure.
So, obviously, you've had 30 years and 20 years of various practicing that you do. And, you know, have you ever had somebody come to you and say, I'm so whacked out that, you know, my partner is flipping out, I can't perform sexually? And have you straightened people out like that? Have they told you, I guess, what I'm asking?
Oh, not only have they told me, they used to tell my receptionist when in my clinic. I don't even know how many women had told my receptionist. And I found out after it had been several years that it had been building up, that they had been telling her. And there was a lot of women that said they couldn't reach an orgasm unless they were worked on regularly.
Really? Well, let's talk about the work a little bit so people know what we're talking about, and then we'll start, maybe we can recount some examples of people who felt better. So what exactly do you do? I mean, if you can even describe it. Like someone comes to you, and what do you do?
I can describe it easily. As you already mentioned, my background, I was a chiropractor for about 25 years. And in my early 20s, I was very fortunate to get exposed to different kinds of alternative health providers and healers that were way outside of the normal box. People that like breatharians and different Taoist energy workers. And I learned a lot about the flow of kundalini and sexual energy. And
well,
I know.
Wait a second. So you've just said a bunch of things that I might understand, but I don't know that everybody listening would understand. So let's backtrack for a second. Breatharians, what is that?
That is a science, a healing, a methodology where they're focused on the breath. The people that are the strictest breatharians believe that the breath nurtures the body to a point where they don't even need any food.
I've met some people like this, Alan. I was astounded. They drank coffee, but they didn't eat food. But I kept thinking they snuck to eat food. You know, they snuck out. They ate food.
They actually don't sneak out. And after a period of time, the food actually becomes offensive. They wouldn't even consider it. So I know I never miss a meal. So to be on the opposite end of that is very, very different. And I remember back in the news, there was a man that had never eaten, and they had a picture of him. And this was like last fall. And he was obviously very, very thin, but he was about in his 70s, I believe.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to interview one of them because I don't know how just breathing would affect your sex and happiness. I just don't know.
Oh, well, it's easy to explain that. It's been explained. It's been called prana, kundalini energy. A lot of that flows through your body with your breath. And that's where it connects. And if your body's channels are open, that breath is going to flow fully and completely through your body, especially to your pelvic area. And that's the important thing. A lot of people think the breathing occurs in the lungs while air goes through your lungs. The reality is the organ that's responsible for breathing is really the diaphragm. And when it expands downward, it moves energetically and moves energy through the entire pelvis. And that's where you can have an enhanced sexual response that way.
This, again, this connects to the kind of work you do, because you do work with people's diaphragms and the area around their diaphragm, their ribs, etc. And you also check for how people are breathing, if they're breathing all the way down. I know I'm jumping there after I asked you to slow down and talk a little bit about some of the things that you studied. Taoist practices, you brought Taoist practices up. What did you get from that or glean from that?
Oh, Taoist, I took an internal form of Kung Fu for many years, and they taught a lot about a lot of, again, breathing exercises, long breath, short breath, that were, sure, it increased your fighting ability from a Kung Fu perspective, but again, it was all about sexual energy, and there were various periods of time when, depending on the breath you were doing, some were followed by or in conjunction with an increase in sexual energy, and some were actually meant to cultivate sexual energy, and you refrained from sex while you were doing those breathing build-up exercises.
So these are a few of the things that took place in the background of training you to become an alternative healer. You mentioned Kundalini, and again, Kundalini, how would you describe that, because I feel that that's something that you look at in the people that come to you. So how would you describe what you're looking for?
That's kind of easy to do. They're at the very base of the sacrum, that triangular-shaped bone, at the bottom of the spine, there is what they call a bundle of nerves or a ganglion right on the front side of that sacrum. And when you breathe, if your sacrum is moving correctly, it actually stimulates that bundle of nerves, which then provokes energy to rise up your spine. And you've probably heard the phrase Kundalini rising, and this is what they're talking about, that energy that's rising in your body, rising up your spine. And this is where that energy all connects. And again, it ties in with the breath again. There's several things that tie back to that breath and how important it is to have it move through your whole body.
So, and that Kundalini is usually pictured as a snake going up the spine. And for people who are wondering about it, I like to use the caduceus, which is the sign for people in medical professions where there are two snakes going up in the diagram that physicians use where they take the Hippocratic Oath. The caduceus are these two snakes, and actually those are Kundalini rising. Those would be the snakes rising up, the male and the female rising up on either side of the spine and actually interlinking. So I just give people that. Sometimes people think that the metaphors or the pictures that we put in this starts to mystify the study of sacred sexuality or what have you, and actually it's used in very common forms in our culture. People just don't always think of it like that.
That's correct. And also, with that caduceus again, you see not just one snake going up, but you see two, the male and the female, which also represents balance. And that's another important part of it, because when the energy is flowing through your body, you're in a better state of balance.
Wow, so we covered a lot of things here for this segment. We talked about breath. We talked about sexual energy being cultivated or not, like being used or being cultivated, like not having sex when you're building your own sexual charge. And then we also talked about Kundalini rising. It's amazing, Alan. We're going to actually take a break right now. And what we're discussing, everybody, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. My guest today is Alan Harrison, who is a modern-day healer. He's practiced chiropractic for 25 years, and now he's broken through the limitations of that. He's not limited by that anymore. He is a vibrational and energetic healer, and he uses everything there is holistically to look to see how people can have health in their lives and wellness, and how this can improve sex and happiness. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this, how Alan sees this whole notion, the breath, using energy, and the balance for people to heal themselves. So stay tuned.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches, or consider becoming an independent LifeWave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I'm talking with Alan Harrison, who's talking to us about alternative healing, alternative meaning, alternative to Western medicine. And we were talking about balance. That's the last thing we talked about the Kundalini rising, two snakes rising up the spine and balancing the male and female energies in the body. And this, of course, has a lot to do with how well-balanced someone is in their own masculine and feminine, well-balanced they are in their own sexual energy. Alan, do you think that both women and men benefit from the kind of work that you do or from alternative healing, that where someone is aware of this? Because I don't know that all alternative healers, let's just say this, I've met a few who I wouldn't let touch me. I've met more than a few.
Well, correct that, Lori. You know, we've all heard about all professions that have practitioners, or even, you know, if you were to call a plumber for your house, there's good, bad, and otherwise. It's kind of like that in any discipline, even with alternative, because the practitioner often focuses on things that are interesting to him or her, or where they're directed to focus their attention there, which isn't necessarily bad, but you have to find a fit that works for you if your focus is in a very different place than that practitioner. It isn't that they aren't any good, it's just that you might not receive the results that you were hoping for. You know, it's kind of like if someone shows up for the baseball game and they're wearing a football helmet, you might not want them to play on your team. But it's the same sort of thing. So it's important, if you're looking for some specific outcomes, to find a provider that provides those sort of things.
I was talking basically about people who I've seen, let's say, at trade shows, because I often take a booth or a table at places where people come to seek alternative healing. People there are selling everything from different kinds of tonics that you can take to improve your stamina or to fix something in your body, to give you energy, whatever. And then there's people who actually put their hands on people they do alternative massage therapies, there are psychic healers, and I look at the people, and if they seem that they might have a really open heart, but they don't, but they also seem kind of dark, they don't feel like they've dealt with their sexual energy or what's called the lower chakras, the lower energy centers in their body, I couldn't go to someone like that. I couldn't let myself see someone like that, because to me, it feels like they're sitting on a Pandora's box.
There's some truth to that as well, and some parts of that aren't exactly accurate.
Okay.
Well, there's been some great studies. Let's not kid ourselves. I personally don't visit a psychiatrist or psychologist, but there have been some through history. There have been some pioneer or landmark discoveries by those practitioners. And in certain instances, they had their own mental health issues as well. So the point that I'm making, a lot of times a practitioner, even if they have certain issues themselves, they may become a better practitioner in that area because of those issues that they have. Either they sought to get help, or they sought to overcome or overcompensate for whatever might be going on in their particular world. You know, the biggest thing is you want to get, because it's your own personal, and we're talking specifically sexuality in this instance, it's your particular issue. You want to have someone that actually can help you, and maybe not be, you know, let's say removed, that they can connect with you and know what you need, but don't, because it's your intimate personal space, you want to keep, from a boundary standpoint, you want someone that can really help you move through that rather than keep you, by addressing it and addressing and addressing it, sometimes keep you stuck there. And because we're talking about an energy that really is about fluid and motion, this is one thing that you really in your life can't, especially on a physical level, can't afford to be stuck.
Oh, this is great stuff you're talking about. So how did you, two questions. One is how did you develop your techniques, and maybe even before that, what you just said, like what moved you to be in the field of healing? What about yourself did you need to heal? How did you get the interest in healing people?
I got the interest in healing people at a very young age. I was 16 years old when I wanted to be a chiropractor, when I decided to be a chiropractor, and that came as a result of a very serious car accident that I was in, and I was incapacitated, and I got basically shown one chiropractic adjustment. It changed my whole life. It changed the direction of my life, put me in a direction of health and healing, and I've had a lot of injuries that Evel was a role model for me as a child. Let me put it that way. I've had three spinal fractures.
You mean Evel Knievel?
The motorcycle rider, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So because I've had spinal fractures, I have to do specific things for myself to keep my own spine moving. And so understanding about how spinal energy, how energy moves up the spine when you've had a broken spine, causes you to understand and learn how the energy moves on like you're micromanaging something. And so that my own injuries brought me further into this kind of work. And I found that from a young age, being able to get that kundalini energy to move caused a spike in the sexual energy. And I perpetuated that in the 90s. I even developed like an exercise technique that we started to make some videos with, and through one mishap after another, it never got produced. But everybody that tried the exercises that I still work with my clients with noticed an increase in their overall energy alertness and increase in sex drive. And I meditate twice a day and use those exercises pretty much daily. And I'm glad to say that, you know, I'm in my 50s and still wouldn't consider taking any little blue pills.
I don't feel that really anybody needs any blue pills. The problem is that they, don't get me started. The problem with the blue pill thing is that people let themselves go so far, then they need something because they haven't spoken to somebody like you or somebody like me that could train them how to move that energy and be in fluid motion, exactly what we're talking about. So then comes the time where they have to take something to restore, in quotes, their natural performance ability, which, I mean, it doesn't restore that. That's a whole other subject.
Well, in keeping that part of it brief, I will, I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. And even to the point where taking those little blue pills actually decreases overall sexual function, especially in the long run, getting, you know, from a standpoint of having your body actually perform correctly. And there's lots of things by taking those little blue pills that actually block your body's sexual energy. And it's part of sexual energy is a regeneration process, your own regeneration process. By taking something like that, pretty much anything artificial is going to actually stop your body from that regeneration process.
It's interesting that you say this because, you know, there are young guys now who take Viagra and go to the club. Like it's a cult thing these days, but there's a whole segment of our population of young men who think it's the bomb to go to the club, you know, with a ready-made erection from Viagra or Cialis. And it sounds to me like you're talking that they're going to be doing long-term damage to their sexual functioning.
Yes. And not only long-term damage, they're taking that drug, it's becoming a recreational drug.
Right.
Any medication that's taken in a recreational format creates its own sort of side effects. I can't imagine that that's good. I'll just, you know, close by saying that our biggest advertising day of the year, the Super Bowl, when they have ads for, they test the athletes for performance drugs, but yet the advertisers, it's okay to enhance sexual performance drugs and pump that on the, and here this is our biggest event, our biggest TV event that goes out to the world, and what does the rest of the world see? Our biggest ads are for impotence drugs.
Wow.
I personally
Thanks for sharing that. I do too. I don't watch the Super Bowl, so quiet as it's kept, I don't watch it. So I wouldn't know about that, but thanks for saying. Anyway, we're going to stop right here for a moment. If you just joined in, I'm Laurie Handlers, the host of Sex and Happiness. And my guest today is Alan Harrison, and he's shedding some really interesting light on the way we take care of ourselves, our well-being, how he got into it, why he got into it for his own well-being, and things to note about sexual performance that could be cleared up simply if the energy was just moving, and how performance drugs and things like that, sexual performance drugs, could in the long run hurt you. So this is some interesting stuff. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I want to remind you that I do a series of teleseminars on things like sexual performance, on expanded orgasm for women, expanded orgasm for men, expanded orgasm for couples, sexual communication for couples. I've done one on female ejaculation, an actual coaching session, and more recently I did one on giving oral pleasure to women. So these are a series of teleseminars that you can find at my website, butterflyworkshops.com. My guest today is Alan Harrison, who is a modern-day healer. His background includes decades of clinical chiropractic practice in addition to vibrational and energetic healing. Alan is hugely informed about the energies and about moving energy in the body, all kinds of systems. Very, very interesting person. I personally am treated by him, and I consider finding him a gold mine, and I thought he would have some light to shed on all of your sex and happiness today. So, Alan, we were talking about how recreational Viagra and Cialis don't work, how they're advertised at the Super Bowl. Anything else about any of those things you want to say specifically to people? I know you had something to say to me recently about Botox.
As far as taking performance enhancement drugs to enhance your sexual performance, it just isn't going to get it in the long run. You are going to end up doing more damage to your body and reducing your performance and performance abilities into the future. You'll find yourself less and less able to perform without those drugs. If that's okay with you and you don't mind making the pharmaceutical industry rich, yeah, I guess that's the appropriate thing.
Those drugs are expensive too. Now let's go to how you developed your difference, because obviously you're a different breed of healer. You're definitely off the grid. How did you develop your techniques? How is it possible for you to like tune in and read someone? Because I've found myself being mystified sometimes when I'm with you. All of a sudden, you poke a place and you go, "It hurts here, right?" How did you develop that stuff?
I developed that from learning, from observing and watching how the body moves, especially when people breathe. And I can actually, even be on the phone with somebody, I can get a sense of how they're breathing, or unfortunately for most people, how they're not breathing. You know, we see more and more people, they're simply not breathing. They have no ability to make themselves, they're not taking any action steps to breathe. And that's a huge problem. I have seen it in cases now where, you know, let's say you watch some children's sports event, and they some kid is like having an asthma attack. Watch how many mothers will run out on the field and they had an inhaler in their purse. And the inhaler was in case sure for their kid, but there's more and more parents that are on these inhalers. It bothers me on so many levels. I used to practice in Colorado, and we had the National Jewish Hospital up there that was the biggest asthma treatment center in the country. And the number of people that are on inhalers is very sad, and there's no protocol to actually teach people how to breathe. They think the breathing occurs in their lungs, when in reality the breathing occurs with the diaphragm.
So the diaphragm as a muscle is something that can be trained and can become unobstructed if focused on properly. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. The diaphragm is the muscle of respiration. And if your diaphragm is tight and not moving, you're not going to be able to breathe. And here's why most people have a diaphragm that's tight and not moving. We're taught, you know, to stand up straight and chest out and gut in and stand there. Well, in that posture, you cannot breathe. And the diaphragm is this flat, thick muscle that is on the entire bottom of the rib cage. And for it to expand and contract, when it expands, it moves downward, and that's what sucks the air in, because it creates a vacuum. And then when you breathe out, the diaphragm goes in the opposite direction and pushes the air out. So it functions in both directions, and the more you work it, the better you're going to be able to breathe.
So that's why it's important for people to do cardio. I mean, I'm just, so many things you're saying are connecting the dots. I mean, it's important to do cardio because that forces the diaphragm to work hard every day for a little while. And then there's something else, which is, you know, I always tell people in my classes, you're going to breathe anyway, so you might as well breathe and squeeze. I teach people to coordinate their Kegel exercises with in certain patterns with breathing in or breathing out. But I say to people, if you are not having an orgasm, if you're pre-orgasmic and you're a woman, for example, it's probably because you're holding your breath. In an effort to control yourself, you don't want to either show so much feeling and so much emotion that an orgasm could let out and you could be seen or discovered to be a truly sexual being, which most people, it was frowned upon for girls to want sex or to be sexual. And for men, there's a whole breathing thing about relaxing into orgasm, relaxing so that they can feel energetically that an orgasm is taking their body over, not just shooting outwards into the ether or into someone. And so there's so much that you're talking about here about the diaphragm that I think is really important for people to know that they need their diaphragm functioning properly to be great lovers.
That their diaphragm is infinitely important. And for so many people, there's so many conditions that are indicative that their diaphragm is not working. Look at one that for, I don't remember the purple pill, whatever that is, hiatal hernia symptoms. That I, you know, and I don't even really want to talk about brands because it's not about any pill or anything, but it's those. The only reason you would need any of those pills is after things stop functioning normally. And this is a huge problem. The same thing with the need to take those pills, if the diaphragm was functioning correctly, expanding and contracting, the stomach would stay in its proper position and you would not get any of that reflux that people complain about when they say, oh, my hiatal hernia is killing me today, and they're getting a mouthful of their food. Again, it's because their diaphragm is not functioning at the minimal capacity. Their diaphragm is not functioning.
Yes, I was thinking of what I was trying to think of was acid reflux.
There it is.
Which, I mean, I never heard of it before. One day I saw it on TV, and then I was in a workshop in 2002 or something in Philadelphia, and the guy I was sitting next to said, I have acid reflux. I mean, we were going to lunch, and he said, I have to be really careful. I have acid reflux. And I just started laughing. I didn't mean to be cruel, but the commercial on television was so dramatic that I I never heard of anyone having that before. So now I see what you're talking about. If the diaphragm is properly placed and the stomach stays where it needs to stay, then people wouldn't be having this reflex. That's like
exactly.
A pack of pickled peppers.
And you got that exactly correct, Lori. And people, you know, it's they don't want you, the big corporations don't want people in general to know this information, but it's pretty simple and pretty straightforward that this diaphragm affects a lot of stuff. You know, even colon function, because the diaphragm moves up and down as you're breathing, and especially at night when you sleep, it stimulates your peristaltic motion for your bowel to eliminate. This diaphragm is just so important.
This is amazing stuff, Alan. It's really, you know, who would have thought that we're talking about body parts and they're so important to sex and happiness, because being tight obviously is a symptom that stops the diaphragm from functioning the way it should. And being tight is a symptom of disease, is a symptom of uptightness, unwellness. And this is really, it just makes sense. We're really connecting the dots. I really like this. We're going to pause here for a moment. And when we come back, I have some other really focused questions for you, whether results for people can be immediate if they see alternative healers about things like fixing their diaphragm, et cetera. I mean, just simple things people can do, how they might go about finding professionals in their areas who they need to see. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. My guest today is Alan Harrison, who's an alternative practitioner. He's a modern day healer, somebody who treats people outside the conventional box of medicine. And he's shedding light on some really interesting things in terms of our sex and happiness. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I'm talking to Alan Harrison, and this is the most interesting conversation we're having about your diaphragm and the role it plays in your sex and happiness. Your diaphragm is it's right in the middle of your body. It's so important. You know, Alan, what should people do if they hear this and they're resonating to something that you're saying? I mean, what are the kind of professionals they should look for? And also, can they call you? I mean, obviously people need to function. I mean, how could they have great sex if they can't breathe?
That's they can't. I don't know how they could. Pretty simply, I just don't know how they could. I can talk to somebody and listen to how they're breathing, and actually even over the phone work with somebody, and they notice tremendous difference, even if they're like long distance.
Can you give people exercises? Can you give people things to do? Like, yes. You know, I didn't ask you this in the last segment, but I have to ask you this now. What about sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea, there's several things that go on with that. First of all, if you've ever been around an animal, any mammal that's in a deep sleep, they all snore. They go through their little routine, and it's not named as a disease. In this country, they like to create names of diseases, and it's big. And because there's opportunities to treat, and there's insurance company reimbursement. 30 years ago,
wow.
No one ever knew what sleep apnea was, and people had it, but it wasn't a disease. It wasn't a named condition for people to treat. And the reality is people have always had sleep apnea. People have always had deep snoring, and so have animals. I've been told myself that, you know, the morning after someone's like, oh, you have really bad sleep apnea, and I'm like, well, you know what the good news of that is, and my and I stand on this, it's like, well, I'll probably die in my sleep. And
let me tell you something. A CPAP machine is not sexy.
It's not. There's no part of it that is. There are some specific exercises that you can do that have to do with the jaw, the TMJ. I know my chiropractor has a specific routine that he trains patients. They come in for therapy to reduce their sleep apnea.
So everything can be treated in an alternative kind of a way if we just are directed in the right direction, it sounds. And here's the politics of it. I mean, I just have to get to the bottom line. The politics of it is we're a nation of hypochondriacs. We can't help it because advertising, I mean, the minute they started advertising these things on television to tell our doctors what pill we want to take, I mean, just the whole way that we've been bought and sold. And the point of this point being on my show is that all of this affects our sex and happiness. Every one of these drugs that people take for whatever affects their sex life. High blood pressure pills affect people's sex life. Antibiotics ultimately affect people's sex life. Everything people take, every diagnosis, all the things, what you're pointing out here, really affects people in a negative way. And it's difficult to be happy when you have to sleep on a machine, have an inhaler, take pills to get an erection. All these things we're saying really, it would behoove people to find an alternative.
I would tell my patients when I was in practice, if a pill is recommended, especially when you're given the what I call the life sentence, when they say, you're going to have to take this the rest of your life, my answer is always ask the question, is there some sort of a blood test that determines if I have a deficiency of that drug? You know, if they say, oh, take an aspirin every day as prevention, it's like, well, do you have an aspirin deficiency? Of course, the answer to that is no. There's no aspirin deficiency. There's side effects. You know, if they tell you, oh, take a baby aspirin, well, first of all, you're not a baby. And second of all, there's a pill designed for a baby. And thirdly, it has a negative side effect, especially with relation to the circulation of the blood. And when you alter all those things, for you to have healthy sexual reactions, you must have a healthy flow of energy, of fluids through your body, and also a healthy flow of muscular contractions and relaxations. And if you are having you shouldn't have high blood pressure. If you're having a healthy sexual experience, it should be lowering your blood pressure.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is such great stuff, Alan. You know, it makes common sense. It's simple. And in the long run, seeking alternatives can save you money and save your life.
That's right.
I mean, and save your sex life. I mean, which was the point. I mean, it's all connected. It's what you said in that first phase when we were together in the first segment. You were talking about balance of male-female energy, balance of the flow of energy going up the spine. And really, if we're in balance and if everything's flowing, our breath particularly, and then the blood and if the diaphragm is perfectly functioning, or not even perfectly functioning, but well functioning, life could be so much more simple and we could be having the best time.
And living in a state of bliss. And that's really what it's all about. I don't think that we were put on this planet to have a struggle. We can watch animals go through nature, and unless they're being hunted at the moment, they're usually not the one having a struggle.
Right, exactly.
Through different factions that have occurred in our society, we've put all these stresses on ourselves, on our physical bodies, in ways that we can't express our own true bliss, and that's a huge problem. And a lot of people,
yeah,
they're not breathing. They're not very happy. I mean, I take routine trips to different places where people are gathered, whether it's a store or a mall or wherever. And I'll sit with a cup of coffee and I'll watch people. I'll watch how they walk. I can see how they breathe. I used to work with a lot of very small children, so I can watch this problem actually beginning in children from toddler age on up. It's not, you know, they're not having, a sexual experience, but the reality is that in the process of learning how to walk, a big problem is you land on your butt about 20,000 times, and you jam up things like your sacroiliac joint and your hip bones, and as a result, that's important in movement and in that same breath again. So there's things that are happening, even in a child, that they're not able to breathe, they're not able to move the way that they should, and the problems don't get addressed, and then by the time they get to, past the third decade, they now have very chronic problems.
Yeah, amazing stuff, Alan. How can people get in touch with you? There might be people who are listening today that want to call you and try a phone call and see if there's anything that they can clear. I mean, who knows? I might have a lot of acid reflux listeners. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people out there who listen in because they write me and tell me different things get healed in them. They're happy with it. So how can they reach you?
Okay.
People download this show. This is a regular podcast. Lots of people, about 100,000 people listen a month. And so who knows where they'll call you from, but I think you should go ahead and let them get in touch with you. Everyone should be aware that Alan lives in Arizona, and so sometimes Arizona's on the Pacific time frame and sometimes Arizona's on the mountain time frame. In the summer, it's the same thing as California time, so don't be calling Alan in the middle of the night.
Right. my direct number is area code 623-582-2254.
Well, if you were listening today and you have any of these things going on with you, if you know that you don't breathe properly, if you are somebody who takes little blue pills recreationally and finds that you're taking them more and more, if you're just somebody and you're finding that you feel in some way blocked in any way, shape, or form, I encourage you to give Alan a call. And I encourage you to find alternative ways of dealing with whatever ails you, because if you catch things when they can be dealt with, there's plenty of things that you can avoid, and you can have a really happy and sexy life. And I do, so why shouldn't you? And I'm in my sixth decade, so I'm happy. I'm so grateful that I found you, Alan, and I'm so happy for the things that you shared today with my listeners on this show. So thank you so much for being my guest.
It's my pleasure, Lori. Thank you for inviting me.
What a great informative talk we had. So I'm reminding you all that I have my teleseminar series that you can go to butterflyworkshops.com and find out about. This the most exciting thing besides this show that I'm doing these days. I love doing it, being able to empower people in their own home to listen to things that make a difference in their sex and happiness. So go there, butterflyworkshops.com. I thank you all for listening. I thank my sponsors. I thank my guests. And until next time, be happy and sexy.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-